What I'd like to do now is bring up our two Best of the West Ambassador honorees, Janet Peterson and Peter Langston, and we'll present them with their award. And then after they're done, since it's all about the music, they'll get to do a song as well. So, before you play, and actually, do you want to play first and talk later? Do you want to talk first and play later? What's your preference?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Play and talk at the same time.
Yeah. We'll talk.
No. We'll talk. Okay. So, first we'll do the presentation, and then I'll get out of the way and let them do their thing. So, this Best of the West 2017 award is presented to Peter Langston and Janet Peterson for your leadership as coordinators of Puget Sound Guitar Workshop and your work in nurturing artists and music lovers across the region. So on behalf of Far West, as our ambassadors, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. This is, as was said, humbling. It wasn't clear to me when this was first mentioned why I deserved this. And I foolishly mentioned that to a few people who then read me the riot act and explained to me why I did deserve it. And I'm almost convinced. I think, you know, I see what I'm doing as being with Janet, custodians of a bunch of great ideas. And I don't think about it because I'm doing it because it's fun and it just seems like the right thing. And it feels awkward to stand back and say, oh, am I doing something noble? Well, no, I'm doing something greedy. And it happens to be good for other people too, which is terrific. So I would like to thank Mark, like to thank Far West, and thank all of you. You know, one of the things that happens towards the end of a week at camp, after everyone's life has been changed in subtle ways, is we kind of talk about how we can take this back into the world, because it's kind of brigadoon. You're there, and you're in a completely different world, and it's a world that you would love to stay in, but you know it's going to disappear. So how can you take it with you? And we talk about ways of doing that. And it seems to me this room is filled with people who are doing that. So thank you for that. And thank you for this.
Okay, well, I wrote a speech.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you. This is a real surprise. And what a gift. What a gift from all of you and from everybody who's ever been at the Puget Sound Guitar Workshop and for everybody who actually cares about music and creativity. It's a real gift. Thank you. I love the work that I do at PSGW. Really, it's not a job. It's actually a joy. It's something that I enjoy doing. Running a camp or organizing a festival or an event like this one here today, it always takes more than just two people. People who come to PSGW see me in the front of the room, they see Peter in the front of the room, but there is a whole host of big-hearted people behind the scenes who work hard and tirelessly to put on the event, who think carefully. There's a whole history of folks who think very, very carefully about the event and how it impacts all of us. I feel incredibly honored to spend so many weeks each year in the presence of generosity and courage. We have accomplished musicians who take the time to sit down and play with the beginners and maybe give them the next musical nugget that encourages them to keep going. We have adults who pick up an instrument for the first time. That's courage. And then they show up at a camp full of strangers. That's really courage. But they're ready to take the plunge and start finding their own creative path. These people come to camp excited, but also nervous. Am I good enough? Does anybody else like Libba Cotton? Will anybody play with me? We hear that. We think about that. We think carefully about what we do as an organization, as a camp. Because there are all kinds of people at guitar camp, rank beginners and pros who tour the world. And we want each and every one of them to feel seen and accepted, to feel welcomed. So we think about what we do, about the timing of each event during camp. We think about each announcement. We consider every action and how it will impact the community. We are a music camp, yes, but we are, more importantly, a community. We want everyone who comes to camp to leave not just musically smarter, but to leave also feeling part of a larger community, one that cares about their well-being and their creative lives. What happens when people play music together is music. It's what it's all about. It's the magic. And the, well, yeah, I'm going to say it. It's the love. Back in 1974, we said, we're spreading the love. And now, in 2017, we say, we're spreading the love. We've been talking about the summer camp that Peter and I run, and that is PSGW, and that is how PSGW got started. A bunch of hippies getting together in the woods to play music together. Peter crashing the gates. Humble, beautiful beginnings. Puget Sound Guitar Workshop has grown to become a nonprofit organization that acts as an umbrella for many other camps as well. Flip mentioned the New Year's and winter and spring retreats that she runs, the new Puget Sound Workshop that comes before, Puget Sound Guitar Workshop, the Summer Guitar Workshop, the Writer's Retreat that we have in November. We've also helped start and counseled or consulted with many other groups to start many other camps. When I say I work for PSGW, I think of the larger vision, the supportive, creative, and generous organization that nurtures and cultivates the positive power and music of music and community and creativity. Thank you so much.
Let's leave these here.
No, I have to point them that way. There we go.
Another one of the benefits of being involved with a music camp like ours is you get to meet really wonderful teachers, some of whom turn out to be excellent luthiers. One of the teachers who has been at PSGW fairly often is Wayne Henderson, who made this beautiful guitar and this amazing mandolin. I don't think we would have known him otherwise.
No, I don't think so. And is this thing on? Cool. That's too bad, actually. Yes, Wayne made these great instruments, and Peter knows how to play that like Wayne would have played it. I play this really differently. But this is a little tune that I wrote for our daughter when she was about 18 months old. She's now 27, and she's quite a songwriter. But this is called The Cowgirl's Lullaby. Ready? One, two, three. Sleep, little cowgirl, and dream of the West. Out on the range, you're one of the best. Sleep, While the moon cradles your nest, here is your lullaby. Your pony is happy, she wanders nearby. Coyote is singing her heart to the sky. The stars, they're all shining and winking their eyes, all in a lullaby. So ride, little cowgirl, on the wind of your dreams. Ride out the storms on the back of a breeze as you race across prairies and ford every stream, all in a lullaby. I'll put him to sleep, Peter. Wind of your dreams, ride out the storms on the back of a breeze as you race across prairies and ford every stream, all in a lullaby. Ah, sleep, my little cowgirl, and dream of the west. Out on the range, you're one of the best. Sleep while the moon cradles your nest, all in a lullaby. So ride, little cowgirl, on the wind of your dreams. Ride out the storms on the back of a breeze as you race across prairies and ford every stream, all in a lullaby. Across prairies and ford every stream, all in a lullaby.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter and Janet, and thank you, Puget Sound Guitar Workshop people everywhere. So I've asked one of our board members, Joel Tepp, to come up and do the introduction for our Best of the Award, Best of the West performer honoree, Alice Stewart. So Joel, can you come up and tell us a little bit about Alice? You think you know anything about Alice? Joel knows something about everything. That's the thing.
Thank you so much, all of you, for being here, for just making this happen every year. I was wandering lost when I ran into Far West and thought my music days were over. And I had no idea they were just beginning. Just thank you, everybody. A true hero is often the combination of compulsion, illogical action, and pure accident. Alice Stewart didn't start out trying to change anyone else's life. She was simply aiming to play her best music and share it with anybody that would listen. When I first came to Berkeley in 1966, Janis Joplin and Grace Slick were just emerging, learning the ropes. Alice was already the full deal, real meal. She sang with sweet, focused intensity, full of nuance and honest emotion, and she could play electric, acoustic, flat pick, finger pick, slide guitar, in tune slide guitar. And she could write all kinds of interesting songs that already included one great one, Full-Time Woman. She was a goddess in Converse high tops, a repository of sexy wisdom that was both intimidating and inspiring. Following the trail blazed by Memphis Minnie and Sister Rosetta Tharpe, she demolished the relevance of gender through the power and the quality of her playing. Yeah. Dick Waterman is often quoted as saying, "There would be no Bonnie Raitt without Alice Stewart." There are singers blessed with great pipes. A smaller number of them add their brain and heart to that physiological foundation. And that is where Alice comes in. Reflection, humor, joy, irony, and much more, all conveyed with pure conviction. If you've never heard Alice sing One Too Many Mornings, then you do not yet know that song. Johnny Cash, Joan Baez, Bob Dylan have wonderful versions. But to me, throughout the past 50 years, when Alice sings it, she owns it. Alice endured a significant stroke 4 years ago. It's no surprise that she has relentlessly fought her way back to performing. If you attended her 75th birthday celebration at the Triple Door, you know that this may actually be her best music ever, as she brings yet another level of depth, meaning, gratitude, and lean expression to each song. Here's a short blitz of all her musical companions and supporters and accomplishments. I do urge you to go look it all up afterwards. Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Doc Watson, Joan Baez, Kate Wolf, Jerry Garcia, John Prine, Albert King, the Chambers Brothers, and Frank Zappa. Guitar Player Magazine, Rolling Stone, the Washington Blues Society Hall of Fame, and Lifetime Achievement Awards, which they have evidently given out very prematurely. There's more to say. In last year's Best of the West honoree, Danny O'Keefe, wrote us a letter to read to Alice today. And he says it as well as anyone possibly could. "For all my adult life and my life in music, Alice Stewart has been a beacon. She's someone I've admired ever since I started to seriously pursue a musical career. We both came from central Washington towns, she from Chelan, I from Wenatchee, and we both looked for wider horizons as soon as we were able. I first remember Alice in one of the best folk groups that came out of Seattle in the early 60s, the Upper University District Folk Music Association and Mandolin Society and Glee Club. A group for which there is still no acronym. She, Mike Hall, and Steve Lawler, who went on to form the seminal Northwest rock band The Daily Flash, epitomized all that was happening in the folk music world. What I remember most about Alice at that time was her energy and fearless playing and her ability to absorb and learn all the various folk styles of playing. There was a confidence about her that always held a light. In so many ways, I think of her as epitomizing all of the musical influences we felt at the time, from rock and roll, to the blues, to folk, to writing your own songs, and back again. She was and is a full-time musician and a full-time woman." All of the things I must admit to being envious about Alice is she knew and got to tour with Mississippi John Hurt, an honor and privilege beyond rank in my mind. Through the years, I've watched Alice's career, and the one thing that has impressed me most is that that energy and fearlessness I saw so many years ago has persisted. All of you know, and if you don't know, you will soon find out how deadly and fickle the music business can be. You must persist, and you must let the music always be your source and goal. You must and will learn that no matter how many people are in your audience, on any given night, you must play to each of them with all your heart. It's the love of music that opens our hearts and from whence we must play. Through the years, every time I've seen or heard Alice play, I knew that it came from the heart. Adversity is our teacher, and Alice has had her full share. Stones in her pathway that she walked around and moved on, never quitting, never quitting. That's how I think of her most often, especially when I think of quitting. She is still that beacon, a light to guide us when we doubt. She is a repository of American music and a life teacher of extraordinary measure. Follow that light.
So lest you think that I'm a creature of habit, I'm going to break with the pattern a little bit and ask Alice and Joel to come up and play a set, and then we'll give Alice her award afterwards, as opposed to the award first and the playing afterwards. I thought you'd like to hear Alice and Joel play before we gave the award. So.
Oh my God. Thank you. Now, don't do this. You're making me cry. I can't sing when I cry. I almost lost it when Joel was speaking, because, and especially the letter from Danny, because that just gets to me. Well, I was terribly humbled by this honor. I sort of couldn't believe it. It took me a couple months to digest it. But then I decided that I deserved it. Thank you so much. Do a song here. This is, I've got something for you, right?
Oh, I thought we were starting with the Memphis Minute.
Oh, okay, we'll start with that. Well, I'll put my capos on, and while I'm putting them on, I'll speak to you a little bit. I'm basically a very humble person, and I don't accept honors very well, but I'm going to accept this because I need it. To keep me going. This is a song that I wrote about Memphis Minnie. I thought she really needed a song, because I've heard some, and I don't think it's as good as this one is. I'm standing here on the stage tonight, tell you about a woman who got it right. She was a guitar woman. She played the blues. She played anything that you wanted to. Showed the world what a woman could do. many tonight. Jesse Fuller, Fred McDowell, Lightning Hawk is flying away back tail, Furry Lewis, Blind Blake, and Rabbit Brown. Those boys could really lay it down. Well, they were good, they were able, but many played them under the table. Well, she sang about the bumblebee and stinger. One of the dirty blows, a real humdinger. That black rat he was gonna catch a trail, bury his shoes in her shirt tail. Hey, didn't wanna slow down. Bill Bruins, he thought he could win, but he couldn't, cause he couldn't put it down, no. Christmas Day, when she was only 8, she got a Salvation Box. Learned to play on the streets of Memphis in her girlish days. Rumor had it she could be mean, but she sure could play me dirty. Whoops. She's supposed to, that was supposed to be, she sure could make a guitar scream. Let's stand up, don't sit down, let's give it to Minnie. Cause I'm channeling Memphis, I'm channeling Memphis, Minnie tonight. Thank you so much. We get to do three songs because they said it. It's I've Got Something, right? I've Got Something, right? I've Got Something. Okay, we're going to do a song. It's another song I just happened to write. There was a time when I had my last child, and I said, I want to be with this person. I don't want to be out doing gigs and stuff. So when I took a couple of years off, and when I came back, I didn't have all the confidence I had when I left. So I thought I'd better get it together, get my shit together, so to speak. So this is a song I wrote called I've Got Something for You. And I hope you'll sing on the chorus. Here's the chorus. I've got something, I've got something, yeah, yeah. I've got something for you. Carry it on. Things is that I'm afraid I'm going to forget them, see? And if it's in front of me, and every time I think to my head, oh God, you're going to forget that, God damn it, I do. I forget it. Okay. I ain't pretty, but I got some style. I ain't young no more, but I can still be wild. I've been so many places, and I've done so many things. Now it's time, yeah, time, to grab those golden rings, yeah. I've got something that I know is true. I've got something for you. I got something for you. Wild and hungry, I made a fool out of my myself. I was dancing with the devil, wishing I was someone else, waiting for a man to rescue me. But now I'm standing face forward, and I got both feet on the ground, and I know I got something that I know is true. Hey, hey, I've got something for you.
I've got something.
Yeah, yeah. Life's so much better now since I learned to love myself. Till that happens, you can't find nobody else to love. It's true, 'cause I got something for you. I've got wisdom is a thing that can't be bought or sold. Some people get it young, some of us wait until we're older. Didn't know I had it, it was right inside of me. The strength to be the person that I want to be. Now I've got something that I know is true. Yes, I know it's true. I've got something for you. I've got you know I've got it. Yes, I've got something for you. We got one more song to do for you, and it is a song that I've been working on for a while, but with my last breakup, I managed to write a little more. The song is called "He's a Jerk of a Different Color." And Jeanette knows what I mean. She's experienced it. Haven't you? Oh, Lord. I don't want it like that. Excuse me, I forgot. Okay. I want to thank Joel for helping me. If you can't share the love I have for you, but I can't bear the wear and tear on this heart of mine, it's true. If you can't love and you can't feel the way I do for you, I'm gonna walk a mile, I'm gonna try to smile the way you do. Now, don't you say you feel the way I say I do for you. I don't believe you can conceive of the warmth for me you threw back into my face. You shame me so, I guess I never knew what I was getting into when I fell in love with you. Well, he's a jerk of a different color. He's just a little bit different hue. I married another one just like the other one. Girl, what's the matter with you? You came on just like Tarzan, a little like Peter Pan. I said to myself, girl, you can make this work. If anybody can, he may come dressed in his Sunday best when he's coming after you. Well, he's a jerk of a different color. He's just a little bit different hue. Okay, now we come to the second verse, which is very new. This is a new verse. This is our last song, so. I may be a jerk of a certain color. I didn't have a clue. Three times a charm spot, five I bought the farm. I should have stopped at two. So hire me for your house party or a concert or two. If I can't count on any alimony, then I can't count on you. Can I? I can count on you. Just come up anytime you want and talk to me in. Thank you so much. Thank you. Mark lives in Olympia, where I live, and I heard he didn't like me. And then he told me he just didn't know about me. That's what.
So we're going to follow that before we give the award, because I have a short message from Caroline Aiken, who many of you know.
Oh.
And the story is that, talking about house concerts, Caroline played a house concert in our basement in 2011. And who should she show up with to play along with her but Alice? And so Alice played with Carolyn at my house at that time. And we asked Carolyn to send something along. So she said, Alice Stewart is a musical pioneer and one of the first women to make a mark in Northwest rock, blues, and folk movements. When I met Alice, I was first inspired by her, I am here and I'm not going anywhere, so get over it attitude. Towards the music industry. It's paid off, and here we are honoring her for all she has done and still doing to further blues, rock, songwriting, and the acknowledgement of touring, performing musicians, especially women performers. Congratulations, Alice. Keep shining your light so we may see and hear. Carolyn Aiken, October 2017.
All right.
And we'd like to present her with the Best of the West 2017 award, presented to Alice Stewart, in recognition of more than 50 years of singing, songwriting, and guitar playing to bring joy to our world. Alice?
Thank you so much. Thank you, Far West. Thank you, everybody that's ever given me anything. And you're crying too, Webb. I can see you crying. I was crying before this. Thank you so much.